A football weighs 15 ounces, is 21 inches wide, and 28 inches long. But this small item means everything to one Viking.
I played it because it saved my life. Like, if I didn't have football, I would have been in the streets. Football saved my life. It kept me off the streets. It was a great place to spend time, vacation with family. The downtown area, you know, all the history into it. And we got a nice nightlight, too, down there, downtown Philadelphia, too. So we compete with New York.
There is the beauty of Philadelphia and the ugly. Crime, poverty, and depression was everywhere in Northwest Philadelphia, where Vikings rookie Sharif Floyd grew up.
I mean, you know, everybody sees bad things growing up, you know, and we just think it's normal until you get outside of your area and see that it's more than just what you see, you know, fights every day, like, and not just like one or two people. We had like literally like the whole block full of everybody fighting, like riots on one block, you know, and things like that, and watching drug sales, and it's just not a typical child environment that I would want my kids to grow up in.
But it wasn't just the rough neighborhood that was tough to escape for Floyd.
While I grew up with my father, the older I got, around 16, found out he wasn't my father. So I moved out, you know, because I was being abused mentally and physically by him. So I felt as though I can do it all on my own, especially with me knowing now for sure that he wasn't my father. So, you know, moved out and just started doing things on my own. Mom really wasn't around me a lot. You know, she had her own thing going with her boyfriends and her problems. So, you know, just did it on my own, you know, got out, got a house to stay in. Before that, I was bouncing around with football players and my grandmom and my high school guidance counselor, you know. So, you know, but once I all got settled down, and I just did what I had to do to stay in school and stay playing ball.
He went to live with his grandmother in a better environment and area of Philadelphia, but they still struggled to make ends meet.
My grandma always made sure there was food on the table when I was there, or even when I was staying with her. But like, I was living on my own at the age of 16, 17, 18. You know, I was staying by myself. It wasn't no grandma there for me, you know, because I felt as though she couldn't, as much as she wanted to give to me, she couldn't. So I'm not going to put my burden on her by staying with her and giving her another mouth to feed. You know, so I just did what I had to do for myself. So, you know, I grew up fast. You know, I was living my life as if I'm waking up for a 9-to-5 and coming back home and doing what I had to do, you know. So I think that's just a choice that I made.
But his daily life struggles all went away when he stepped on to the football field.
Coming in to high school, my coach said to me, Coach Ron Cohn, I never forget, he said, Sharif, you listen to me, I'm going to put you in college. You listen to me, you'll be in college. So ever since then, I was listening to him, you know. And when I got on defense, he said, go get the ball. Go hit whoever got the ball. That's all I knew when I was in high school, and we're going to get whoever got the ball.
And football quickly became his ticket to a new life.
Well, see, with football, a lot of people play because they love it. A lot of people play because they just like the sport. And some people just play because they're good at it. And other people play it just because they want fame and they want people to say, oh, he's an athlete. But I played it because it saved my life. Like, if I didn't have football, I would have been in the streets. All the times where, like, kids get out of school at 3:15, they go home and they go out on the streets and do that, I'm going to football practice. That's what I seen for myself. Like, football saved my life. It kept me off the streets.
The game of football was Sharif Floyd's ticket to escaping the harsh realities of his day-to-day life. He was living on his own at the age of 16 and struggling each and every day to survive in the tough neighborhoods of North Philadelphia. But by high school, it was quickly evident that the game could have a major impact on his life. While at George Washington High School in Philadelphia, Floyd went from one of the better players in the city to being one of the top recruits in the country. His success with the Pigskin in high school brought him south to Gainesville and the Florida Gators, and a new outlook on his surroundings.
I mean, it was a completely different environment. The streets were clean, you know, and the only bad thing is there was no snow. But other than, you can get around that. I mean, no violence, no guns, no, I mean, yeah, every area has a bad area, but none of that compared to Philadelphia.
At Florida, Sharif's impact was felt immediately. He started his freshman season and helped the Gators capture the Outback Bowl in 2011. Last year, in his final season in Florida, he was first-team All-American and the leader on one of the nation's most feared defenses.
I was great, you know, and it wasn't just me, you know, it was the whole defense. You know, we came in that year and we talked to each other multiple times just saying that, listen, the offense is going to be offense. Let's leave that to that. We love what they do. We love them. No matter what they do, though, defense is going to make or break this team. Like, as long as we stick to each other and come together as one, can't nobody stop us.
The game of football got him out of the mean Philadelphia streets down to sunny Florida. And last April, it brought him the realization of a dream when his name was called.
The Minnesota Vikings select Sharif Floyd.
It was good, you know, being in that draft room after watching it the year before. And my strength coach was telling me, he was like, Sharif, next year you're going to be there. Like, that's going to be you up there on that stage. And, you know, I was listening to him, but it wasn't there yet. So I couldn't really focus on it, but once I was there and we all were sitting around talking about what we talked about last year, it was actually a really great feeling. You know, I had my whole circle around me, my grandma next to me, my college coach, my high school coach. So it was actually really good, you know, and it's an experience that I wish a lot of people can experience, but, you know, only a handful of people get to do it. So, and it's a great feeling. It's one that I'm happy I got a chance to experience.
Sharif was a very talented football player. Felt very fortunate to get him where we got him in a draft. Not only a naturally gifted athlete, but plays very strong against the run, plays with real natural leverage, but we think he's going to be an excellent inside pass rusher for us.
The day changed his life as he arrived in Minnesota as the 23rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. He officially was a member of the Minnesota Vikings, and his presence gave the Vikings a young rising talent on the defensive line. While his rookie season has been like most, with some highs and lows, he continues to get more and more comfortable and is looking forward to what the future holds for the defensive tackle.
You know, since the season started up until now, I feel like each week I've got way more comfortable and I'm slowly starting to understand what's going on in front of me and playing more confident, you know. And I think that's, Coach Young told me that all the time. He said, man, once you get comfortable in whatever you're doing, you play so much faster, so get it going.
When faced with obstacles in life, there are two choices. Let them bring you down, or find a way to persevere. Sharif Floyd grew up in an area of Philadelphia where crime and poverty are everywhere, but he didn't let that hold him down. He went from being homeless as a teenager to becoming the top football recruit in the country and being drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. His struggles as a youth and his ability to overcome challenges makes his path to the NFL and success all the more rewarding.
I look back and say everything happens for a reason. I'm happy I went through what I went through. It made me who I am today. My grandma even said the same thing. Sharif, why didn't you tell me? Well, I went through it. Like, I got through it and look where I'm at now. What if I would have told you and got out of there? Where would I be right now? So, you know, like, I take it for what it is and I accepted it. And I did what I had to do to get out of it, you know? So I'm gonna do what I gotta do to get out of Philadelphia and into a better environment. Would never tell anybody I'm not from Philadelphia because I know where I came from. And that's the key. Like, remember where you come from.